This is an address entitled The Platform by Josiah C. Merriman, a teacher of Christian Science. This is his association address of 1957. In my letter to you last year, I asked you to memorize 10 planks of the platform. This memorizing must be continued, and so I am asking you, as part of this year's preparation for association, to memorize 10 more planks of the platform. Many of you have already memorized the whole platform and are in accord that this is the most rewarding thing you have done. I have never found such satisfying results as have been in my experience since memorizing the platform. One gains a greater sense of the infinitude of one's being, and a greater sense of freedom from limitation in every direction. Platform means that which is foundational. It is basic, fundamental. The first platform we come to in the Bible is Genesis, first chapter. And the epitome of that chapter is, quote, God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Close quote. Moses' platform is the Ten Commandments. Jesus' platform is the Sermon on the Mount. This sermon includes the Beatitudes, the Golden Rule, and the Lord's Prayer. Today, all human ethics, all morals, all law, and true politics stem from the Magna Carta, the Bill of Rights, and the Constitution of the United States. This is all foundational and is platform in the highest human sense. In Miscellaneous Writings, Mrs. Eddy says, quote, my first plank in the platform of Christian Science is as follows, close quote. Then she gives the scientific statement of being. The statements in the platform are simple, exact, metaphysical, and contain not one word of argument. You know, we are not in the age of argument, but in the age of realization. You will do no realization with arguments. God needs no arguments. Mrs. Eddy's revelation came to her as divine science. We are all aware of her struggles, all that she endured to bring to mankind her great revelation. She was impelled to give this revelation to the world. She writes, quote, no human pen nor tongue taught me the science contained in this book, Science and Health, and neither tongue nor pen can overthrow it. Close quote. Again, she says, quote, the works I have written on Christian Science contain absolute truth, and my necessity was to tell it. I was a scribe under orders, and who can refrain from transcribing what God indicts? Close quote. She found it difficult to impart this revelation to others. She found she was faced with, quote, the fixedness of mortal illusions and the human hatred of truth. Close quote. Our leader says she, quote, subscribed to an orthodox creed in early youth and tried to adhere to it until she caught the first gleam of that which interprets God as above mortal sense. This view rebuked human beliefs and gave the spiritual import, expressed through science, of all that proceeds from the divine mind. Since then, her highest creed has been divine science, which, reduced to human apprehension, she has named Christian Science. Close quote. Mrs. Eddy set about to abolish the mental slavery which held mankind in its grasp. And hers was a difficult task, as we know. She stood alone, but she persevered. And you and I are so blessed by the great work which she did. She writes, quote, "Legally to abolish unpaid servitude in the United States was hard." Close quote. She knew about this. She lived through that period before and after the Civil War. She lived both in the North and in the South, and she saw that this was personal slavery, both in the ones enslaving and the enslaved. Mrs. Eddy continues, quote, "But the abolition of mental slavery is a more difficult task." Close quote. She further states, quote, "Men and women of all climes and races are still in bondage to material sense, ignorant how to obtain their freedom." Close quote. Here she saw the great claim of impersonal slavery. She saw that this material sense was wholly mental and wholly within, that its bondage was self-imposed. Then she tells us, quote, "The rights of man were vindicated in a single section and on the lowest plane of human life when African slavery was abolished in our land." Close quote. Here, Mrs. Eddy speaks of a single section and the lowest plane of human life. There could really be nothing lower than man enslaving his brother. Julia M. Johnston, in talking about segregation in her association, said, quote, "We cannot raise any man above our own level, and we dare not leave him below it." Close quote. Our leader tells us, when African slavery was abolished in our land, quote, "That was only prophetic of further steps toward the banishment of worldwide slavery, found on higher planes of existence and under more subtle and depraving forms." Close quote. She saw worldwide slavery and that it was wholly mental. She saw the unreality of mortal mind as had never been seen before, and that the so-called facts of mortal mind were wholly illusions. She saw how mankind was fettered in bondage to its false beliefs, and that these limitations and restrictions were self-imposed. Through Christian Science, she revealed the remedy. When coming into science, each one of you was so inspired and happy that you just could not see how you could have been blind and dumb so long. Some of you fully expected everybody to take up the study of Christian Science just as soon as you presented it to them. To your amazement, you found people were indifferent, not interested, and even ridiculed science. They seemed to try in every way to discourage you in your newfound joy. You know all the arguments they presented. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "Human resistance to divine science weakens in proportion as mortals give up error for truth, and the understanding of being supersedes mere belief." Close quote. She adds, quote, "Until the author of this book learned the vastness of Christian Science, the fixedness of mortal illusions, and the human hatred of truth, she cherished sanguine hopes that Christian Science would meet with immediate and universal acceptance. Close quote. Mrs. Eddy experienced at once the human resistance to truth. You have all gone through this. You have called it persons, conditions, etc. You have had it out there. That resistance is within you, and it is only mortal mind arguing with you. In Unity of Good, we read, quote, "If we observe our mental processes, we shall find that we are perpetually arguing with ourselves. Yet each mortal is not two personalities, but one." Close quote. I like to say, just stand to one side and watch yourself go by and see what you are thinking, saying, doing.